Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
Yeah. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by your government death benefit, up to $15,000 for each person covered.
To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today. Now, do you have any type of funeral or final expense benefits at this time?
No, I doubt it. Just have a little money in savings.
Okay. Right. Any life insurance or
No. Nothing
like that? Okay. Now, who will be responsible when you do pass away? Who will be responsible to take care of your final expenses?
My oldest daughter is probably going to be the one that will end up getting the salary.
Okay, and that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they do. They get saddled with it, and they got to deal with it in as best way as possible. And mm-hmm. Now, do you own your home?
No.
Okay. You rent this? All right. And how many children do you have?
I have four.
Four children? Okay. But your daughter's going to be the one to get the...
Yeah. She's about the only one that's done any good.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask these questions, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I ask these questions is to help you understand how unique this program is, what it will do, not so much for you, but more importantly for your daughter. What's her name?
Wendy.
Okay. Because like you said again, she's going to get saddled with it. Whether you buy my program or not doesn't matter. She's going to get saddled with this expense. And your thought process is good, you know, first of all, just by returning the card, but also looking down the road and saying, well, this is going to happen. I got to take care of it as best possible. Well, there's no question having a savings account or some sort of an investment or some, that's a debt. It's a good way to do it because obviously it's your money drawing interest for you. The problem being is it's not protected. You spend the last 4 or 5 years of your life in a nursing home, that's all gone.
Yeah.
Plus the other thing we see a lot of my clients see is their investments, our cost of living goes up more rapidly than our retirement or our cost of living increase with our retirement or Social Security. And so they start pulling a few dollars every so often out of that account, whether it's for, you know, ongoing living expenses or maybe medical bills or whatever. And all of a sudden that little nest egg starts getting smaller. And so this program gives you the ability to take a little bit of money each month, set it aside, but have the entire expense, the entire process all taken care of before it ever happens. Death is guaranteed, and I think you already understand that, and the cost, you know, Wendy's going to get saddled with is also guaranteed. There's, you know, the only thing that you can do to help her out is to have some way to make sure that when that happens, the money will be there. And that's what we do.
Yeah.
We guarantee that money will be there, so it leaves your money in your savings account to be used if needed by you. Now, if it's not needed, we're not going to affect it. When you pass away, if that money is still in your bank account, she's going to get it, and we're going to pay on top of it. So we're not going to jeopardize that. That program's not going to jeopardize our program. So it's a benefit that Wendy's going to get when you pass away to take care of all expenses that you are going to leave for her without creating a financial hardship for her. That's basically all we do. How's your health in general?
It's suffered the last 2 years.
Here. Okay. Anything serious like heart attacks or strokes?
No, I have emphysema pretty bad.
Okay. Okay. Are you on oxygen or?
Not full time, but yeah, but night time.
Okay.
Which I don't use. For some reason, I've been doing a little better. I've been getting along with it, but I was really getting a lot of lung infections for a while there, and they seem to have subsided, so.
Okay. Okay. So, when's the last time you used the home oxygen?
No, it's been a couple of months.
Okay. Good. Okay. And at that time, when you were using it, you were using it during the evenings only, or when you're sleeping only? So you don't use it during the day or anything like that? Okay. Any other concerns other than the emphysema? Any strokes or cancers or diabetes or heart attacks?
No, I have a little atrial fib.
Okay.
Heart was in atrial fib, but it doesn't run in sinus rhythm like it should all the time.
Okay. And do you control that with a medication then, or?
Yeah.
Okay, and how long have you had that? How long have you been taking that medication?
Well, I've messed with this now for about 7-8 years.
So you've had it quite some time then. But you don't have a pacemaker or anything, or they haven't gone to that, so it's not gotten to that point where you need?
No, I'm just controlling it so I don't get a stroke.
Good, good. Okay. Well, and either any of that's not going to create a problem for us. I mean, we can still provide the benefits. We can get you anywhere from $2,000 as high as $10,000 in benefits, immediate cash benefits that we pay directly to Wendy when you do pass away to be used as needed. Now, due to the emphysema and the oxygen usage, basically the benefits we do have will be partially limited for the first 2 years for natural death only. Okay, what that means is during the first year, if death were to occur, we're going to pay Wendy about 1.5 times what you put into the program, okay, from day one. I mean, if we look out and say, let's say the annual premium on this program, and this is an example, it's not going to be high, but let's say it's $1,000, and you pass away tomorrow, we're going to pay her about $1,485 for that first, you know, even if you only make one monthly payment, she gets the full annual premium. And I can calculate it out and tell you exactly what it would be, but it is limited. It's better than a return of premium. Most of those programs you get in the mail, like Mutual of Omaha or Globe, AARP, they'll let you into the program, but if you pass away during the first 2 years, all they do is just return exactly what you paid into it, plus maybe like 10% or something. So if you make one payment of, let's say, $100 and pass away, Wendy gets $110. Well, that doesn't solve a whole lot of problems. So even with you having some health concerns, we can still provide the benefit. So during the first year, we pay, it's a return of premium plus about 50%. The second year, we pay half of the face amount. Anytime if death were to occur during the second year from death due to natural causes, if you got a $10,000 benefit, we'd pay Wendy $5,000. Doesn't matter if it's the first day of the second year or the last day of the second year. After 2 years, we pay 100% no matter how you die, naturally, accidentally, or even suicide. Now, during the first 2 years, if death is accidental, we pay 100%. We don't pay any benefits for suicide during the first 2 years. We'd return all your money. So again, partially limited for natural death during the first 2 years, that's the only limitations you have. Well, no benefits at all for suicide during the first 2 years, but nobody pays for suicide during the first 2 years. Very few companies even pay for suicide after that. And so we will pay the money directly to Wendy when you pass away, regardless of how, when, where, or why death occurs. Now, being an immediate cash benefit means it's Wendy's money to be used as needed. What are your final expenses going to be? Funeral is going to be the largest part of it. You know, whether it's cremation or standard ground burial, whatever it might be. My dad was cremated 5 years ago, cost $3,100. Now it's just at some lady's house. She goes, no, I can get it done for $600. Well, the cost of cremation is probably $600, but I said, you don't die in a cremation oven. I said, you basically either die in a hospital or at home, and they've got to, you know, come get you, they've got to prepare the body, they've got to pay for the cremation itself, they got to pick up the cremains. There's a lot of other things involved with than just the cremation itself. Standard ground burial, obviously, is going to be about $7,000 to $8,000. And so those are expenses that are going to be incurred. So when we talk about final expenses, that's a large part of it. But there could also be outstanding medical bills, opening and closing the grave, food, flowers, and clothing, transportation. We don't pay our cable TV bill and die the next day. We don't pay our cell phone bill and die the next day, or our utility bills and die the next day. So there's always ongoing expenses after death, and those are called final expenses, and that's what we give Wendy the money to take care of. So when I talk about a cash benefit, I'm going to pay her X amount of dollars. You tell me what the X is, and she gets that money to be used as needed. It also pays, like I said earlier, in addition to any other benefit that she may have. So if you provide her with monies in a savings account, we're not going to jeopardize that. She gets all of it. If she has too much money, that's her problem. Now, I've been in this business for 19 years. I've never had anybody call me up and complain about having too much money. They're always complaining about not having enough money, is the calls I usually get. It's also a tax-free benefit. Your daughter will never pay taxes on this as far as income tax, inheritance tax, or estate taxes. It's zero. That's not true on your savings account. When you pass away, she will pay taxes on the inheritance of that account. How do I know? My stepmother passed away several years ago, and I had to pay taxes on what I inherited from her. Okay, so that is taxable. Our program is not. Now, we back it up with three guarantees to protect you. Number one guarantee is your payment can never go up. Guaranteed in writing. As you get older, as your health changes, we will not increase your payments. Second guarantee is the benefit you request. Whether it's $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, whatever you want, that benefit is guaranteed in writing, never to be reduced by my company as you get older and as your health changes. And the third guarantee, probably the most important guarantee, is your program can never be canceled by my company. We can never kick you out. I don't care how old you become. I had a client over here in Sterling, Kansas, pass away. She was 103. Mm-hmm. So live as long as you want. I don't care how poor your health becomes. If you do develop a cancer, or if you have to go on oxygen full time, or end up in a nursing home, we can never cancel the benefits of your program for any reason as long as you make your payments. And that's taken care of for your safety and your convenience if you choose automatically through your checking or savings account. So once the program is set up, you own it. You control it. Now, you can change it as needed. There's two reasons we do that. The main reason, what are the cost of funerals going to do? I was raised in the funeral business. My mom and dad were both funeral directors when I grew up back in Hayes, Kansas in the 60s and 70s. The average funeral was $1,000. I started in this business 19 years ago. In 1988, the average funeral was $3,000. Today, it's running about $7,000. Estimated by the year 2010, the average funeral will exceed $10,000. I had some lady ask me today, why are they so expensive? I said, what are you going to do about it? I don't enjoy sticking. I mean, I like the price of gas right now at $1.80, which is kind of funny that we'd think that, but when it was $3.20, you know, you're going like, why is gas so expensive? Well, what are you going to do about it? You got two choices. You can walk or you can drive. And as I told the lady, I said, you got two choices. You can be buried or you can be cremated. And either way, it's going to cost between $3,000 and $7,000. And the thing that you've been wise enough to look into is to say, well, I know this isn't going to be a burden to me, but it certainly is going to be to my children. How can I protect them against the financial, you know, expenses I'm going to dump on them, which is exactly what happens. I mean, your worries are over, you're gone, but now your family has to say, okay, where's this money going to come from? And I don't know where Wendy's at financially, but I'm sure she's like the rest of us, she's paying her own bills. And so this gives you the ability to make sure it won't create a financial burden for her. So the expandability says as the cost of funerals do go up, you can increase these benefits. So you start with a benefit that's adequate today. If maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, add a couple $1,000 if you need to. The second reason we do it, probably the more important reason, is to give you a program that's always affordable. I don't know what you can afford. That's none of my business. Right? We'll look at a $10,000 benefit for you. If that's affordable, go with it. But if it's not, you don't throw up your hand and say, I just forget it. Let's look at $7,000. We'll start with $5,000. That's better than nothing. Knowing that in a year or two or three, you can add a couple $1,000s to it. 3 or 4 or 5 years later, you can add a couple $1,000s. Now, well, you've always got a program that does two things. It stays adequate at all times, and it stays affordable at all times. Now we go one step beyond that. Let's say today that $10,000 benefit is affordable. But 3 years from now, it's not. You can always reduce it down. You can always lower your payment if you need to. If it's a temporary situation, we can bring it back up later. If it's permanent, bring it down and keep it down. But that way, you never run the risk of losing your investment. There's nothing more frustrating than getting involved in a program and you pay and you pay and you pay and then you can't pay. And they eliminate you. And they keep all of your payments. They keep your benefits. You don't have nothing. This program will never do that. So you have the ability to control it as needed, whenever things change for you. So again, what the program gives you the ability to do, Mr., is to take a little bit of money each month, set it aside, but have the entire expense, the entire process all taken care of before it ever happens. Death is guaranteed. That's why we can call this a guaranteed cash benefit, because eventually you have to die and we have to pay. Now, when that happens, you don't know, we don't know. Nobody knows. There's no way of knowing. So that's why you want a program that has an immediate benefit, because eventually it's going to happen, and when it does, your daughter has no choice. She's got 30 days to get some money to the funeral director, and he doesn't care where it comes from. It makes no difference to him whatsoever. He just wants his money, and he wants paid. Okay. And that's, like I said, when we grew up in the funeral business, my dad, he said they used to take payments. He said there were times it would take people 3, 4, 5 years to get it paid off. They don't do that anymore because people don't make their payments. Back then they did. Let me ask you some health questions in full detail because this determines the cost of your benefits. Very good. Very good. Okay. And you are 60 right now, is that correct? With a $10,000 benefit, you'd be looking at a payment of $74.95 for $10,000. Now, again, let me go back and show you exactly what that benefit would be like during the first 2 years. And again, it doesn't cost anything to own. This program is like a savings account, the difference being you don't have to wait for the balance to build up. Well, you have a savings account. You can remember how long it took to save that money. It's not something that we do overnight. And the unique thing about this program is it gives you the ability of what we call accelerate your dollars. It takes a few dollars, makes it more thousands of dollars, just like that. There's no waiting period because you have the immediate benefits. But even with your health situation as it is, on a $10,000 benefit during the first year, if death were to occur, there would be a benefit of $1,140, okay? Even if you make one payment. Make one payment of $74.95 and pass away, my company writes a check to your daughter for $1,140. Now, if I take $74.95 and multiply it times 12, the most you can put in this program in 1 year is $899.40, or let's just say $900, okay? Which means if you live 12 months and pass away, you've invested $900, we pay Wendy $1,140. You cannot lose a dime. Even if death occurs during the first year. The second year, your payments remain the same. Now the benefit's worth $5,000. So you live 13 months. You've made basically $975 in payments. And you pass away in the 13th month, we'd write a check to your daughter for $5,000. But even again, if we take the worst case scenario, you live 24 months. Now you've paid in $1,800. It's still worth $5,000. Now we go into your 25th month, the program now jumps up to $10,000. Again, you've invested less than $1,800. Okay? So again, the program doesn't cost anything to own because eventually you have to pass away and we have to pay the benefits. Now, if death is accidental, even during the first 2 years, the full $10,000 is paid. Even if you make one payment today, you get in your pickup and go riding down the street and someone slides through an intersection, cleans your clock and kills you, you've made one payment for $75. We've had death benefit to your daughter for $10,000. Now, suicide again during the first 2 years, no benefits, zero. But she would receive all monies that you paid my company back. So again, that doesn't even cost you anything. So the nice thing about this program is it gives you the ability to pay an expense you're going to create, but instead of using your money, you're using our money. So it gives you the ability to accelerate your dollars, make them worth more than what you can by saying, well, I'm just going to put $50 or $75 or $100 a month into a savings account. Yeah, that's all fine and good as long as you live another 8 to 10 years. Or longer, but we have no guarantees of that. So this program eliminates all the what ifs. All right. So again, $10,000, you're looking at $74.95. $8,000, $60.48. $7,000, $53.24. Those are examples. We can go higher, we can go lower. But again, even if I take the $8,000 benefit, $60.48 is basically $2 a day. Do we squander $2 a day?
I don't want to get some squandered a buck for killing the wife.
Thank you for admitting that, because some people say, no, I don't. Well, what's a pack of cigarettes cost? Right? So you think back to when you know, when we're drinking, or whether it's a lottery ticket, or a can of Coke, or a candy bar, or I don't want to cook lunch, I'm going to run through McDonald's and get a burger and a soda. We do it all the time. It doesn't take much. Like one lady said, when gas was, $2 or $3 a gallon, you just get in your car and drive to the store, you just burned up $2. So, but again, the point I want to make here is how long would it take you to save $10,000? Or $8,000 at $2 a day. Okay? And again, we give it to you just like that. And so it eliminates that time element, but it still gives you the peace of mind knowing that when this occurs, I've done my job to make sure my daughter doesn't get stuck financially. Well, actually, as you said, she's going to get saddled with it anyway. Whether you buy my program or not, she's going to get saddled with it. The question we have to ask ourselves is, can I be sure that my savings account will be there and it will be adequate? You got a nice pickup out there. I mean, it's obviously worth something, but again, we have no idea when this is going to happen. Is that going to be a pickup that's worth $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000 or $10,000, or is it going to be a vehicle we've driven for the last 5 or 6 years and it might be worth, $2,000? We don't know. And so that's why I said we want to help you eliminate all the what ifs. Because there's nothing, we don't know when it's going to happen, we don't know how it's going to happen, we don't know where we're going to be financially when it does happen. So this guarantees that it will not create a financial burden on Wendy. Okay? Would you be comfortable with that $10,000 benefit at this point, or would you rather start with the $7,000 or $8,000?
Well, I don't know. That's why I was trying to get some facts here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really stressed for time here.
Well, I'm done. Basically, it's a matter, if you want to start this program, I can do that in a matter of filling out the application. Takes less than 3 minutes to fill out. So basically, I have no other information to give to you, and we're done. There's no phone interview. There's no.
Is there a way for me to do this? Give me a few days to think about this, because I am interested in it. Mm-hmm. I just.
Yeah, and in fact, yes, there is. Unfortunately, I don't live in Wichita. I live in Hayes, and I work all of Central Kansas. I have to take every application in presence. I mean, I can't say, yeah, I'll leave you the forms and mail them to me. I can't. The company won't allow me to do that. But they will allow me to say, okay, let's go ahead and take all your information today. You sign it. I sign it. Okay, that means I'm the witness to your signature. I did ask you the health questions. Everything is as we say it is. We submit to the company with your first month's payment. Your benefits are enforced. They will then mail you back all the paperwork on the policy. You've got basically 30 days to make a final decision. If you decide you think about this, whatever, and you don't want it, you send them back, they send your money back, no questions asked. The policy comes in the mail, you've thought about it, say, hey, I'm glad I did this, you stick it in your file box, it's taken care of.
Okay,
so they give us the ability to do that, and you're not obligated in any way.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever. But we are. You'll be protected from today on, and then basically, or whenever you want to start it. Oops. And then the other thing is, we can, start it just basically anytime you want in the next 30 days. We can do that too. So let me run through this real quick, I'll get some information from you, and we'll be done. And I have most of it here anyway. Do you have a middle initial? And it's correct?
Yeah. How many streets out there?
They're terrible.
Are they?
The main streets are good. Your Seneca is good. The 135 is good. Kellogg is great. But if you look in front of your house, that is the entire town right there. It's no better. They haven't run anything that I've seen so far. And I was over on South Hydraulic. I was over on East MacArthur. I was on West, 13th and West today. Like I said, West was good. 13th was good. But as soon as you get off the main streets, it's just like what yours is. They haven't, where cars park on the side of the, in front of your house, that's not being cleared. None of that has. So, yeah, it's interesting. Your date of birth?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you born in?
No.
What state were you born in?
Born in.
Okay. Okay, and you're 60 right now. What is your Social Security number? Marital status?
Divorced.
Okay. And your phone here is correct? You are retired?
Disabled.
Okay. Well, they asked for an occupation.
I was a general contractor, yes, I'm retired.
Okay. That business has had its flourishes, hasn't it? And ups and downs. And
yeah.
Intrigues me every time I come to work. Seems like a whole new subdivision is being built. And I'm thinking, where are these people? The money they're paying for the houses and stuff, and just.
You've lived for a long time.
Okay, and your daughter is Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does she have a middle initial?
Yes, A.
A, and her last name?
Davidson.
Davis, D-A-V-I-S-O-N.
No, Davidson.
Davidson, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, has any other life insurance company declined to issue, reinstate, renew, date, modify, or postpone, or cancel life insurance policy on you?
No.
Okay. And you don't plan on traveling outside the United States or Canada, except for vacation or travel?
No.
Okay. You are a United States citizen?
No.
What is your approximate height and weight?
I'm about 5'11", I'm 229.
Okay. And in the past year, any gain or loss, huge amounts or anything like that?
No, I've been picking up on the weight.
Okay. autograph a couple places. Patches, you're a pretty good dog once you calm down. Okay, I need your signature right there. You are a good dog. Yes, you are. Okay, another one. Put this over. This thing's flimsy. You got too many perforations on here, and they perforate the heck out of it. Right down at the bottom of it. You want to go with me? Play in the snow? Maybe a loss. Okay. And then I do need.
I want to go for the lightest, the smallest right now. Right?
Okay.
That's the savings.
Okay.
And until I see where I'm at.
Sure. Okay, we'll start with the 7,000. That would be the.
Wasn't there five? Or?
I can do five. Yeah.
Yeah, let me do five.
I can do that.
And I'm going to be cremated.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Now you're looking at $38.76. So you're going to write it about $40. So I need a check from you for that amount today.
Okay.
$38.76 is correct.
Once I've verified everything on your company, it says automatically draw the
number. Yes. And what time of the day of the month do you want that done?
Let me get to the first month.
Well, they're going to ask. They ask for it on here anyway because that's how it's done. And then you can let us know. If, but I can do that any day. When do your Social Security benefits and things go in?
Around the 20th.
Okay.
The third,
like the third Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay, so it's no later than the 21st anyway.
Right.
So you want to do it around then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today?
Today's the 22nd. You can make that the First Life America. No, not yet.
Pardon?
Not yet. It'll come with the policy.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. We need some information on the company and my numbers, how to get a hold of me.
Right.
You will be done. Okay, I will leave this for you as a memorial guide. You do not have to use this. They're free to me, so they're free to you. If you want to have some things written down. Now, you said you want to be cremated, and obviously, like when my dad was cremated, there's no casket, no vault, things like that. But we did have a memorial service, so, like, you know, what songs would you want played? What Bible passage would you want read? Things like that. We had honorary pallbearers, so he picked out friends of his that were pallbearers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though there's no casket, they're not actually casket-carrying pallbearers. They're just, you know, honorary pallbearers, so you can fill that out. And then, then this is some information on the company itself. Their toll-free number down here, First South America is out of Topeka, Kansas.
Okay.
And that's where you get your information from.
Okay.
And then some things about the program itself. So I'll leave all that for you. And then my business card right here. My toll-free number is on my business card.
Okay.
That policy should come in your mailbox probably about the end of next week.
Okay.
It doesn't take very long. And then you've got basically a... they'll give you 10 days after the policy actually arrives to make a final decision, but like I said, it'll be probably, you know, 15 days before it even gets back here. So it gives you about, you know, 20 to 30 days to make a final decision. So in the meantime, be thinking about it, and then when you get it, you know, you can make your decision at that point. So, all righty? Okay. Any questions for me?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we kind of blew through it, so if you have any, don't hesitate to call me.
I'm just going to ask. I think a long list of appointments here is in the way.
Sure. Well, I appreciate your time. I really do, because a lot of people just say, forget it, we'll just do it whenever. But obviously it's enough of a concern to, get something started, and then we'll take it from there. It's your program, and you can kind of do what you want with it after this point. All righty? Okay, well, good luck with everything. Good night, sir. Thanks for your time.
I'll get you. Yeah.
Right, Patches, see you, man. Be good. All right. Keep Dale. Get him out of bed early in the morning, okay?
Yeah.
They always do, don't they?
Yeah.
We have five dogs in our house, so there's always activity. Anytime you got dogs, you got activity. So.
Yeah. No, she's been a good friend. Well, I got that out of the deal.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, ANDDONE training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.